Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now move into the interview portion of the program and get things going for this B block, Natalia Leahy, president of Seabourn, is holding for Mary and me on that show hotline, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that's going to surpass your expectations with more than 150 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, we like the ability to convert membership points into Hilton Honors points, and then you can use them towards stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, even for car rentals, air travel, and a lot more. Folks, wherever travel takes you, find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com. There's also a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, as we continue to add new radio stations regularly like we just did today, that means our audience and reach keeps growing with new listeners tuning in, and I say that because if you're a new listener, Robert and I have broadcast this show twice from a Seabourn cruise ship, most recently last November for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise. Seabourn offers a truly exceptional travel experience. In the past, we've been joined on air by Rick Meadows and Josh Leibowitz, both former presidents of Seabourn. Earlier this year, Natalia Leahy moved over from her executive role with Holland America to become Seabourn's new president, and she joins us now on the show hotline.
Natalia, Mary, and I are so happy we could make this happen today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, good morning and happy Saturday, everyone. It's so great to be with you, Robert and Mary. Really looking forward to this conversation.
Well, we are as well. So as Mary just referenced in your setup, you know, both of your predecessors were on with us with some regularity. You know, we've enjoyed the relationship with Seabourn through our Carnival Corporation Alliance and the two successful Let's Go America tour events and remotes we've done from your ship. So since this is your first visit with us since becoming Seabourn's president, we want to extend our congratulations, Natalia. Give us an everyone listening across the USA on our 535 radio stations some insight into your vision now for Seabourn and where your focus has been these past 7 months or so since you took on the role.
Well, thank you, Mary and Robert. First of all, thank you for being our guests. I know you are enjoying whenever you have a chance to be on board our ships, and I have a best job in the world, so thank you for congratulating me, because I'm running the jewel of the cruise industry. It's a amazing brand that really gives an amazing, highly personalized, curated luxury experiences. So my vision for the brand is to continue to take it along the journey and bring really our extraordinary guests in to extraordinary places and provide them with out of ordinary service and attention to details. I'm very excited about launch of our new expedition ships. We had a vision about 6-7 years ago, and I was part of that dream as, at that time, CFO of the company, of really bringing that Seabourn known signature luxury experiences into the world of exploration and expedition. And now we accomplished that dream, and I'm so proud. Two of these ships joined our fleet, and along with our other five ships currently, taking people to really places that only few will ever visit in a lifetime, and doing it in a way where our guests don't have to compromise the luxury, the comfort, personalized service, fine dining experiences. So that's where I see the vision is continue to deliver this one-of-a-kind experiences, whether it comes from places we go, service we deliver, or dining experiences and culinary experiences we provide to guests.
So I do want to congratulate you also on the newest Seabourn ship. You mentioned it, the Pursuit, which is the sister ship to the Venture. And as you said, these are the expedition ships. And I loved how you placed that, taking people to areas of the world, but still with the same level of service and luxury, places like Antarctica, Greenland, the Amazon. So how's the response been so far to the expedition adventures?
Extraordinary. So I'm so proud of Pursuit launch. First of all, she was fully booked from her first voyages. And, you know, it's not a walk in the park to launch a new ship. And I was so proud to see, because our guests have provided overwhelmingly positive. I was bombarded with letters and social media posts about how much they enjoyed Pursuit experience. And we were rewarded by really top niche scores. And Venture, of course, been with us for a year now, and it's been one of the highest rated experiences by our guests. As you mentioned, Venture is going to Antarctica and Arctic and Amazon, actually, which is in Amazon today. Mm-hmm. And Pursuit, with Launch and Pursuit, we were able to expand our expedition destinations to what we call warm water experiences, because Pursuit next year is going to have inaugural season in Kimberleys and South Pacific.
I've seen that,
and that's
right?
An amazing part of the world, as you know.
You know, last year, I know, or in November, actually, coming up on a year ago, when Mary and I, we were aboard Ovation, and we were there for a week with the Mediterranean Let's Go America tour. A lot of the people that we talked to on the ship, the buzz on the ship was all about Pursuit. Some people wanted to know, had we experienced Venture? They wanted to know about Pursuit. And I do think it's really kind of interesting. You know, I mentioned earlier all of the stations that we have to help blanket the USA. And it translates, I don't know, to about 1.2 million show fans or so. And I share that again, Natalia, because it clearly represents a lot of travelers, right? So we on this show, whether I should say it or not, but we openly admit, you know, Seabourn, it's the favorite ocean line when we've traveled out there. But putting that aside, the upscale and luxury sector of ocean cruising, it's competitive. You know, there's now the Reborn Crystal that's working its way back, Silver Sea and Regent Seven Seas. They've got a loyal following. I guess that could include Oceania, maybe Viking, since they have some smaller ships. But what are some ways that you think Seabourn really outpaces the competition?
Yeah, well, thank you. This is a great question. I'm going to turn this question on you, Robert and Mary. I know you really enjoy and we appreciate it being our guest. Why do you like Seabourn?
Service.
Service level.
The crew.
The service.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't even hesitate.
It's the size of the ship as well, and we've never had a bad experience.
It's the people that cruise with Seabourn. We've made so many friends cruising.
Actually,
they're going to be lifetime friends.
I'll tell you, Natalia, Mary's now an active Pilates. She takes Pilates, and it started with somebody that we met at dinner.
Last year.
Yeah, it did, exactly.
Oh, no, it's so funny, because I was just on board last week on board Seabourn Quest, and I was walking to a dinner table, and I ran into these two couples who met me when I was doing my Listen and Learn tour in my first 90 days on the job. And they were saying, like, oh, do you remember us? And we started a conversation, and they say, you know, we met on that first cruise on Sojourn when you met us, and now we're cruising together on this one. We pre-planned it, and that's what Seabourn is all about. I think that environment of very elegant, smaller size, intimate ships that really create yacht-like atmosphere, right? Enable that more deep connections with like-minded people, not only among the guests, but you mentioned it, among our crew. We really pride ourselves, and I truly believe that it's Seabourn differentiator is our team members and the service and how we make each guest.
Well, and they're proud. I listened last year, the captain that we had on, you know, he was so proud that he basically felt he had the best ship out there on the seas. And I would just say, you know, for anybody who hasn't experienced Seabourn, I mean, you offer everything that you're going to get, for the most part, on a large cruise ship experience. But you're doing with 450, 600 people now with Pursuit and Venture, even smaller amount of people.
264
months. Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to go do that. And we also love the fact when the ship opens and you have that sea day with all the water activity and so forth. But really quick, because we only have about a minute and a half with you, you know, in 10 weeks or 71 days, we're going to move into 2024. Clearly, we know about a lot of the world happenings that are going on out there right now in the Middle East and other places. But any advanced readings you can share about demand or expectations that you have, Natalia?
Well, I think, first of all, I think we're very excited about 24. Obviously, very sad about what's happening in the world. But our ships are taking people to 473 ports in all seven continents. So I continue to be incredibly excited about places we go, and our guests appreciate it and reward us with the bookings levels and demand we see is healthiest it's ever been. And we will continue to drive the innovation. You probably have seen we just launched a new culinary concept, our Solis. It's a Mediterranean concept inspired by the places we visit. It will go on all our Ocean Fleet ships starting this January, and it's fantastic concept by Chef Tony and Chef Frank, who also were authors of very well-known Sushi and Earth and Ocean. And so we'll continue to innovate not only around places we go, but experiences on board, and whether it's culinary experiences or
That's the beauty of all that you offer.
And
Natalia, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there for today. But listen, this is the beginning of a conversation. I'm glad we can make it happen today, as I said. So our best to you, to Eric, Irene, and the team, and all the folks that we've met over the years with you guys. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Such a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to welcome all of your listeners on board soon.
Thank you, Natalia. Take care.
All right. Well, there goes Natalia Leahy, Mary. Clearly,
you can hear the passion, the enthusiasm for Seabourn. It really is an exceptional cruise line.
Seabourn.com, folks. Go check them out. And right now, as Mary and I step aside for some important sponsor messages, well, RJ is coming with the open road in about 10 minutes. Captain Rusty Amer is also ahead as we discuss some aviation items in the E-Block. But next, Sally French is going to be here. She's going to share some thoughts on shoulder season travel. There's still 90 minutes to go on the show today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.